The guided missile destroyers USS Mustin and USS Benfold sailed between Taiwan and the Chinese mainland on Saturday night. The strait is 110 miles wide and regarded as international waters. And in a statement to USNI News, Pacific Fleet spokesman Captain Charlie Brown portrayed the maneuver as routine. U.S. Navy ships transit between the South China Sea and the East China Sea via the Taiwan Strait, he said, and have done so for many years. But this was the first passage of the strait for about a year and follows a report by Reuters last month that said the Pentagon planned to conduct periodic transits as a sign of support for Taiwan. China treated the passage as a political signal. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said China had already expressed concerns to the U.S. The nationalist Global Times ran an editorial under the headline U.S. Psychological Game in the Taiwan Strait. We must state, the editorial read, the Taiwan issue is related to Chinese sovereignty and territorial integrity. And it's important to remember that the United States humiliated China in the Taiwan Strait 22 years ago. In 1995, as the pro-independence movement stirred on Taiwan, China conducted a series of missile tests in the waters around the island. In response, President Bill Clinton sent the U.S. Navy. The aircraft carrier strike group built around USS Nimitz sailed through the Taiwan Strait. China backed down, but immediately began the naval buildup that continues today. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.